seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick McDivitt, and today we're going to talk about the one debate you keep hearing about by everybody online. Are entrepreneurs made or born? We're going to get to the bottom of it today. So one of the most common debates you'll read about online in books, videos, newspapers, all over the places, are entrepreneurs born or are they made? And who's right? This thing gets heated. You'll sit at, you know, tables and, oh, there's everybody's born as an entrepreneur. Elon Musk was born with SpaceX, PayPal, and Tesla. And then, you know, the base on, no, that's not. You know, John Doe, even though he doesn't know what he's thinking about, he can one day become an entrepreneur. Hopeful, wishful, they can become one. You can do it. There's no way. You're only Elon Musk or you're not. Who's right? Okay? So I think the first thing we need to do, I was having dinner this past week, Thanksgiving, have friends and family over. And one of the topics that came up was love. Somebody brought up a question about, hey, Pat, what does it take to run a nonprofit organization where you're not paying anybody salaries? For instance, how do you get a volunteer army to be excited about? So one of the most important things is love. I said, well, here's a question. Let's define love. And I ask everybody one by one by one to give their definition of love. Watch what happens. There's 12 people around the table. Do you know how many different definitions we got? We got 8 different definitions of what love is. Everyone said something different, unconditional. Sacrifice, quality of time. Everybody says something different. Now watch what the problem is here. This is one of the reasons why relationships sometimes don't work out. My meaning of love is different than your meaning of love, then we clash. So say, you don't love me anymore. You don't love me anymore. I don't love like you do. You don't love like I do. You don't love me the way I want to be loved. So today we're going to start off by first defining what it means to become an entrepreneur. You see, there are a lot of different definitions, but I wanted to go to the top 2 sources, dictionaries, Oxford and Cambridge. Let's see how they define what it is to become an entrepreneur. Cambridge, a person who attempts to make a profit by starting a company or by operating alone in the business world, especially when it involves taking risks. This is Cambridge. Now let's look at Oxford. A person who sets up a business or businesses taking on financial risks in the hope of profit. This is what they're saying. The word profit is used, the word risk is used on both definitions, right? So, okay, since we know it has to do with starting a business, having a risk, and possibly the desires to go out and create a profit, phenomenal. But how many different things do we hear about what it is to become an entrepreneur? You'll hear a lot of people say, entrepreneurs are creative, they're problem solvers, they're visionaries, they want to find things to do better, they're leaders, they're great salespeople, they're energetic, they're charismatic, they're just so, their eyes goes all over, it's bouncing all over the place, every time you talk, ding, 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 they can't stay on one thing, they get bored quickly, all the hypomanic, they're man, all these things we hear about on what it is to become an entrepreneur, they're artists, you know, they're calm during pressure, they're resourceful. Okay, we hear all these things. Does that mean they're born or does that mean they're made? So let's go first why they believe entrepreneurs are born. So the argument on entrepreneurs, people who think entrepreneurs are born, is typically made by 2 different arguments, 2 different people. This is my, when I studied this, I see 2 different people that make the argument about being born. One is those who tried it and miserably failed, they lost everything. So it's an argument to say, I failed, and because of that, entrepreneurs are born. And the other one is, they were somebody who became successful, and they fully believe they're smarter, they're stronger, they're faster, they're better than everybody else in the way they think. So in a way, those who become successful, they think they're better than other people in one way or another. It almost becomes an elite status, where there is this elitist feeling to say, I think better than you, therefore, I was born to become an entrepreneur, you were not. Here's another thing with entrepreneurship. Those who think they were born. There's another mindset that says things like, you know, where they forget sometimes when you become wealthy and all of a sudden you go from having no money to all of a sudden you're worth $100 million, $200 million, $1 billion. What happens is, everybody starts telling you how amazing you are. It's a very, very, very dangerous thing. By the way, most people don't know what it is to have people tell you this. It's just like when people say, you know, I cannot believe such and such, you know, slept around and he did this, 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 this. For example, whatever argument it is, do you know what it is to be the hottest guy in the world, where every magazine tells you you're the most handsome guy in the world? Don't you think it would mess with your head a little bit? Think about if you're a girl and every magazine tells you you're the most drop-dead gorgeous girl in the world. How would you walk? I want you to think about it right now. Millions of people around the world tell you you're amazing. How do you walk? Do you walk like this a little bit? Do you kind of play hard to get? Do you have an attitude a little bit? What would happen to you? So sometimes when these entrepreneurs become very wealthy, powerful, big houses, cars, let's just say a lot of influence on social media, all these comments on the bottom, you're so amazing, you're so amazing, you're so amazing, you're so amazing. I am so amazing, therefore I am better than you. So that thought becomes, entrepreneurs have to be born because I am so special and I'm born. Another thing that can happen sometimes is it could be a kid that grew up with a father who was an entrepreneur. So his father was an entrepreneur. His father could have ran a restaurant. His father could have ran a small business. His father could have ran something small where his father was the one that founded the business. This kid started working under his father. He helped grow his father's business. So he had an incredible family. Mom and dad believed in him. Everything was great. And that gave him this opportunity to become successful. And he, in his mind, this is what he believes. In his mind, the only world he's living in is his own world. He believes for you to become successful, guess what? Guess what? You have to have a very loving family that they tell you they love you. They're so special. They're so amazing. They hug you. They love you. All this other stuff. And you have to have a father who was an entrepreneur so you can go out there and watch them. And because you have an edge on everybody else, therefore, entrepreneurs are born. Is that a good argument? Maybe he's right. Maybe she's right. Now let's look at the other argument, where the argument is, you know, I believe anybody can do it. Anybody can be an entrepreneur. This argument can be anyone can become an entrepreneur. Anyone can become an entrepreneur. You know, it's good for the economy to believe that anybody can become an entrepreneur. Great. Social media and technology has made the platform bigger for anybody to become an entrepreneur because it's so much easier today to start a business online. Whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, you don't have to have a personality of a salesperson. You can be a Mark Zuckerberg introvert that doesn't want all the limelight, and you design a website and you're worth $60 billion, you're an introvert. Before, you have to be a salesperson, outgoing. You don't even have to talk to people nowadays to make a product. You can make it as an, you know, so anybody can become an entrepreneur. Another one is, there are more examples of success today. Anytime there are more examples of success and a certain platform highlights them all, like today, if you go on YouTube and type in entrepreneur, there are so many videos today about entrepreneurship. If you go on Google and type in entrepreneur, billions of searches comes out about entrepreneur. What does that tell you? It is more thought about today than it was years ago. So what does that mean when they make the argument that anybody can become an entrepreneur? I want you to think about this. So there used to be a time back in the days where an attractive woman was somebody that was a bigger woman. So if you go back and study history of women and how men were attracted to women, years ago, it was the bigger the woman, the more attractive men were to them. Now, why is that? Why do you think that is? Because somebody of stature liked bigger women, and everybody said, if a powerful person likes bigger woman, then I need to like bigger woman. Then it changed. Then the media started telling us that the most attractive women in the world are what? Extremely skinny. They're 6'1", and they're 75 pounds, if you know what I'm talking about. Like, they're so skinny, you see all the bones. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. Why? Because Calvin Klein puts these magazines out. Everybody's like, this is like Zoolander. Do you know what I'm talking about with the Zoolander thing? You see every bone they have. People say, oh, she's so sexy. And then we went away from that phase. You know what it is today? What's today? Today you have a girl that's got 60 million followers on Twitter with stacked back here. So guess what's sexy today? Voluptuous. Thick, curvy, that's sexy today. I want to have a girl that looks like Kim Kardashian because that's what's sexy today, right? Okay, Pat, where are you going with this? Very simple. People started bodybuilding because of Steve Reeves. He was, you know, I think Reeves was the first what? He was the first Mr. Olympia, but he played a movie. I think he was the first Hercules, is I think who he was. Steve Reeves, he put his arms out, boom! He had these 19-inch, 20-inch guns. Everybody wanted to be a bodybuilder. Then Arnold became a bodybuilder. Then Arnold went into movies. Then everybody wanted to have an amazing body. So Arnold started an epidemic of wanting to become what? Bodybuilders. That's what he did. Today, Steve Jobs, Zuckerberg, Bezos, Wozniak, Michael Dell, all these guys, Elon Musk, they are so big today that everybody wants to become an entrepreneur, which means what? Here's what it means. The school of thought that thinks anybody can do it, because there are more examples of people winning, people starting to believe, there are so many people becoming entrepreneurs, I can also become an entrepreneur. So belief level has become so high and the market for competitiveness has become so high, so everybody wants to become an entrepreneur. Does that mean they're right? I don't know if that means they're right. I can't tell you they're right or they're not right. So there is a trend today of entrepreneurship. Maybe it wasn't the case 30 years ago, 40 years ago, because pension plans were around so much and everybody wanted to go out there and land a great job at a big four. And if I work here for 30 years, they're gonna give me a pension plan. I'm set, I don't need to start a business. I don't need to start a business. And then boom, 10 years ago, pension plans are being canceled. United Airlines defaults on a big pension plan. Oh, we can't do it anymore. 134,000 pension plans, go to 20,000 pension plans in America. Then all these people that were working for a company for 30 years saying, why am I working here for 30 years? I don't have equity, I don't have stocks, I don't have profits, and I'm not getting pension. Why am I doing this? Maybe I ought to consider what? Entrepreneurship. So the school of thought is people are realizing I need to become an entrepreneur. So they're making a decision to go become an entrepreneur. So let's stay on that argument a little bit and have some fun with it. Let's get silly a little bit. It's okay, we'll have some fun here. But I hope this will make sense to you. When people say to me, Pat, entrepreneurs are born. Here's what I say to them. I said, okay, you say entrepreneurs are born. No problem. A guy named Archie Manning has three kids, okay? He used to be a quarterback, a football player. He was a quarterback. He has three kids. His oldest son, his name is Peyton Manning. Guess what he ends up doing? He becomes a quarterback. Was he born to become a quarterback? Or is it accidental? Because maybe he was destined to become a quarterback and he wins two Super Bowl championships. Archie's second kid, his name is Eli. Guess what he became? He became a quarterback. And guess what he did? He won two Super Bowl championships. Now, what a father. He got lucky, right? And the third son, what does he become? He becomes a quarterback. Oh my gosh, accidental. No, there's a reason why they became quarterbacks. They had their father, who was the most ridiculous teacher, to teach them to become a quarterback. So they started. Next thing you know, father wants them, and then their Manning family are quarterbacks. So Kennedy, was somebody born to become a politician? No, the father, Joseph Kennedy, had an aspiration of giving birth. He wanted to go into politics, so his kids ended up becoming into politics. He thought Joseph was gonna be the one because he was a super soldier. He went into the military. He wanted to fight so hard that he ended up killing himself in war. So Joseph, the father, who named his first son Joe, who he was planning on having Joe become a president, Joe doesn't become a president, he's devastated. And the kid, the underdog, nobody believed that was gonna become the president, John F. Kennedy, he becomes a president. He had back problems, health problems, he becomes a president. And one of the most loved presidents. Then that entire family's in politics. Were those kids born to go into politics? I don't think so. I don't think so. What happened to that family? Something happened there. So in basketball, I'll give you another example. Let's talk about sports. If I'm 14 years old, 6'8", who do you think is gonna come and talk to me? The music teacher? No. I want you to think about it. I'm 6'8 in school. So visualize me, I'm going through a locker room. I take these long steps. You know how the way I walk, I'm taking these long steps. And then all of a sudden, who spots me? Basketball coach, who's that kid? Oh, he just moved you from New Jersey. Oh my gosh, how old is he? 14. No, he looks like he's 35. No, he's 14 years old. I wanna talk to him, bring him afterwards. Hey kid, what's your name? John. You ever play basketball before, John? No. Do you like basketball? It's okay. Well, we're gonna teach you how to play basketball, kid. Okay. You wanna play for the team and have girls like you and cheerleaders on? Yeah, I'll play. Great, come on, we're gonna show you. They give him a ball, shoot the basketball. This kid cannot shoot a basketball. Shoot a basketball. He's no clue what he's doing. Then they work on him. Then they put somebody to work on his footwork, practice with him, teach him defense. Next thing you know, they have a center that's 6'8", 14 years old. 2 years later, he's 7'1". 2 years later, he's playing for a college team for 1 year. 2 years later, he gets a $100 million contract to play for some team. There he is, the next guy. He's 6'8". Was he born to become an entrepreneur or a basketball player? No, he's 6'8". You're a target. Here's another one. Let's just say I'm a kid and, you know, I go to tryout, okay, or I'm doing whatever I'm doing. And all of a sudden, all the friends are doing a race. You know how when we're kids, we want to compete about anything. So, hey, who can do a handstand? So we do a handstand. I'm terrible at handstand, hypothetically. Hey, Who can throw a ball? Somebody throws, oh my gosh, that guy's got a strong arm. You remember these things. Who punches the hardest? So then punch my shoulder. My one hurt. Punch me. These are stupid things we do as kids. Punch my shoulder. Punch my nose. Man, this kid hits hard. There was always that one kid that would hit. It's like, man, that stinks. Okay, let's see who can jump the longest. And then this one kid jumps. He can't jump. The other kid can't jump. Then one guy comes, jumps. Like, oh my gosh, this guy flew. He's flying. This guy's a bird. Oh, this is insane. What happened here? This guy could fly. He definitely, great grandpa was a bird or something. There was an eagle in that family lineage. Then all of a sudden, people find that he's got a reputation. Hey, there's Jumpin' Johnny. Who finds out about Jumpin' Johnny? The track and field coach or the volleyball coach. Hey, bring this Jumpin' Johnny guy. Hey, Johnny, show us how much you jump. Okay, boom. Holy moly, 40 inches. 40 inches means what? Track, volleyball, basketball. Was he born to go into track? Well, come on, man. That guy's got a God-given ability, right? What if I have a quick first step? What if I come very quick with my hands? I'm very quick. This is boxing. This is good stuff. What if I'm born in, I'm raised in the streets, ghetto? You got like a guy like in bad areas. You got a bad area you're born in. You don't have a choice. Some people are born in that area. Where do you think boxers come from? Who's one of the top middleweight boxers? What was his name? Tyson is heavyweight. Evander Holyfield came from light heavyweight and he became eventually champion.
Mayweather.
Not Mayweather. Who was the other guy that he went to prison? He was in prison for 5 years and then he came out. He was Durant. He had like nine. Who?
Durant.
Not Durant. No, this is an African American. He's phenomenal. Phenomenal. What's his name? He had a beard. What's his name?
Oh, Roy Jones.
Not Roy Jones. It was another guy. Anyways, look him up. Look him up right now while I'm talking and pull him up on your phone. So this guy grew up in the streets. And he had to fight his way to the top. So all of a sudden, everybody's fighting and this guy's fighting back. So all of a sudden, everybody knows how to box and this guy goes to prison. In prison, he has to protect himself. So all of a sudden, he wins middleweight. And then he comes out and he starts competing and he wins a chance. He fights till 48 years old. Cleans up his act, becomes a boxer. How did he become a boxer? Here's another one.
Bernard Hopkins.
Okay, so here's another one. I want you to think about what it takes to be a jockey. Jockey, horse jockey. You know what it is when they're riding on the horse. Can I be a horse jockey? What if I want to become a horse jockey? So the argument here, anyone can become an entrepreneur. Can I become a horse jockey? What do you think? Can I? I'm 6'5", 240. You know what would happen to that poor horse? That horse would be like, I can't do this anymore. I give up. You know what's the ideal height for a horse jockey? 4'8", 4'10", to 5'6". You know what the weight is? 108 to 118. Can you imagine that? So if you weigh 149, you can't be a jockey. You can't play at that level, right? Can you imagine if Shaq, he's 7 to 400 pounds. Can he be a jockey? He is the horse. The horse gets on his back. So try to visualize this, right? So there are very good arguments on the born side, and there are very good arguments on the built side. So who is right? Which argument is right? Because there are things that we got to, and I know it sounds a little silly to you when I'm talking about this. So let's ask the following question. On why do people become entrepreneurs? Because this is a very important question for us to ask. Why do people become entrepreneurs? Okay, why do people become entrepreneurs? So one, similar to the story I told you about with Manning, how, you know, his three boys become quarterbacks, and not just football, specific quarterbacks, and he was a quarterback. His two oldest sons won two championships. That's insane. So why does somebody become an entrepreneur? Because his family or her family were filled with entrepreneurs. Donald Trump goes into real estate. His father was in real estate, Fred Trump. You know, you see a lot of these, you know, Kennedys, politics. You see a lot of this lineage, football. So one of the reasons why people become an entrepreneur is because their family was an entrepreneur. So someone may say, I think you have to be born. Well, you were born in a family with a father that was an entrepreneur, so you think everybody has to have a father that's an entrepreneur to become an entrepreneur. My father wasn't an entrepreneur, and quite frankly, I was born in a Middle Eastern family where first time my dad told me he loves me, I was 21 years old, and you know how he did it? Here's how he did it. I called my dad one day, and it's not that he doesn't, he's a very loving, the most loving man I know, he just doesn't say it. So one day I pulled my dad, I said, Dad, guess what? What's that? I said, I want to hear you tell me you love me. I just got out of the military. He's kind of like, hey, could relax. You become too Americanized. We're Middle Eastern. I'm a Syrian. I don't have to tell you I love you. I said, Dad, I want to hear you tell me, we need to hear. Your daughter and your son want to hear you say you love us. And he says, what is wrong with you? Have you lost it? have you been too Americanized after this military thing? I said, look, you just need to start saying it because people need to know. Our grandkids are going to want to hear you say, I love you. So I go to work the next day at Bally's. I get a call. My dad never calls me at work. He calls me at work and I say, hey, Pop, what's going on? Hey, how you doing? I'm doing good, Pop. Hey, I just want to tell you. What's that, Pop? I love you. And he hangs up on me. That's it. That's how first time he told me he loves me. Can you imagine that? My mother and my dad, they never grew up saying, you're going to be so amazing. You're so special. Some guys have that. I don't have that, and most of the world does it. That doesn't mean you need to have that perfect situation to become an entrepreneur. But that is his argument. It doesn't have to be your argument, okay? So number one, family. I know a guy, Pastor Dudley, whose entire family is filled with pastors. So many of them. They're all pastors. Brothers, pastors. Uncles, pastors. Fathers, pastors. Grandpa. Everyone's a pastor. Were they born to become a pastor? And they're incredible pastors. Were they born to become a pastor? No. Family. They're fine. Why did they become an entrepreneur? Why did they become a pastor? Why did they become a football player? Why did they become a politician? Family. Number two. Someone they looked up to. Someone they looked up to. Someone becomes an entrepreneur because an uncle, a friend, a relative, a next door neighbor, or whatever it is. Someone they said, I want to be like him. They read a magazine. I want to be like Rockefeller. I want to be like this movie star. I watched this movie and he was a financial advisor. I want to be the next, you know, the legal version of Gordon Gekko. I want to be Bud Fox and land those big sales. I want to be the next. They saw somebody who's a successful entrepreneur. They want to be like him. Number three, it's the only way out. It's the only way out. What do I mean by the only way out? Well, you know, if you're born in the bad side of school, if you listen to any of Tupac's, songs and you actually listen and you read it, forget about listening to it, you just read it. Brenda's Got a Baby. That script, if you listen to that song, Brenda's Got a Baby, an average person reading that song is going to say, I can't even listen to it. It's so painful. What Brenda's Got a Baby at 12 years old? He's telling a real story of what happens in that community with a 12-year-old getting pregnant. That's not a myth. That happens. To you, maybe never in a million years, but that happens. So what is desperation with entrepreneurship? Desperation could be, man, the only way for me to be out is to start a business. I go to Mexico. And every time I go to Mexico, hey, you want to buy gum? Hey, Tienes chicle? Do you want to buy gum? Do you want to buy gum? Chicle, 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 chicle. Do you want to buy gum? Why are those six-year-olds selling gum? Desperation. It's their only way out. It's their only way out. They have to make money. Their parents, so they got three kids. They're all selling gum. Why are they? I admire it, actually. See, these kids are grown up learning about hard work at 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. They're learning persuasion. Kid comes up to me, senor, and they give you a smile. They're learning about charm, persistency, never giving up. Hey, chicle. And you look at this kid and you're like, how can I say no to you, man? Here's a dollar. The gum costs 5 cents. Here's a dollar. That's a 10,000% markup. Here's a dollar, man. Go ahead. You're good. Hey, gracias. And then we walk away. Okay? Desperation, entrepreneurship. There's a level of desperation. Number three. Number four, a dream. This person's got a dream. I have a dream. What's your dream? I want to live in a better community my family lived in. A dream. I saw my parents going through a divorce. I don't want to live that life. A dream. We grew up broke. First time I ever went and had dinner at a nice restaurant. My mother took us to Sizzler's restaurant. I thought everybody in the room was millionaires. Millionaires. Sizzler is nothing. I go into Sizzler. The first time I had any kind of a nice restaurant is at Sizzler's restaurant, 18 years old. My mother did her best. She didn't have the money. We go to this restaurant, Sizzler's. I'm sitting there. Look how naive I am. Look how naive of an 18-year-old kid. I'm looking at everybody with my sister. I'm like, Paulette, look, everybody here is rich, man. We're having dinner with rich people. What is Sizzler's? It was a dream. First time I had lobster, it was in the Army. We went and we had lobster, I had Red Lobster, $24. I'm like, oh my gosh, we spent $24 on food for one meal. I've never done that. So I didn't grow up with a family with a lot of money. To me, that was a big deal. So there's a certain level of dream. What if we can afford? What if I can take money? What if I can feed my parents? What if they don't have to ever worry about money? What if I can, my parents sacrificed, they came to America. I don't want my dad to ever pay for it. I want to take my dad and travel all over the world. My dad had 13 heart attacks, 6 angiograms, 6 angioplastics, 3 stents in his heart. Dad, I just want to show you the world, man. I just want you to meet your kids, grandkids one day. And I want to have my kids be able to say they had a relation with their grandpa because I never had a chance to meet my grandpa. That's a dream. That gets me mocking, cry right now thinking about it. Maybe there's a dream. You don't have to be born. You could be built. And it's a dream that motivates somebody to become an entrepreneur. Next one. Someone they admired. Next one. Finding the right team to run with. I was at Texas A&M University speaking to the Entrepreneurship Society set up by this kid named Nan, who's, I believe, from Philippines or Thailand. And the last question the kid asked, Pat, if you could tell us anything right now before leaving, what could be the one thing you could tell us? I said, look, just look at Hollywood. Hollywood, if you get into a clique of four actors that do very well together in movies, you'll keep doing movies with them. Just look at groups of people that you'll see, wow, they've done five movies together. It's not accidental, it's a team. This is intentional. Sometimes a kid accidentally, his name is Daniel, he finds a guy named Mark, and Mark starts a website called The Facebook, and Mark needs money. Daniel gets 18 grand, gives it to Mark. They start this company. Daniel today is worth a couple billion dollars. Daniel is considered a multi-billionaire entrepreneur. How did he do it? Was he born to become an entrepreneur? No. It's friends. It's group of people. It's team of people that we're part of. Accidentally, they became an entrepreneur. Last one is environment, you know, which has to do with finding the right team, but it's kind of different environment. If you're on other entrepreneurs, you're going to become an entrepreneur. If you're on anybody else that plays football, soccer, basketball, music, guitar, you're going to pick up some of that. Generally, there'll be influence on that for you to be part of. So the last one before we wrap up. So I do believe and agree with both of them. Let me give you a completely different argument I have here. I do believe when people say entrepreneurs are born, they're right. I also do believe when people say entrepreneurs are made, they're also right. Here's the kicker. The question isn't about are they born or are they made. At what level, what's their capacity on how big of an entrepreneur they can be? So there are three levels. One is becoming the greatest. So somebody asks, can I become like Elon Musk? No. Very simple. No. This kid, his father, family, they were all rocket scientists. They thought like that. From he was a kid, he thought like that. This kid devoured books at 10, 9 years old. Strange mind he had. No, you can't be Elon Musk. Well, you don't have to be Elon Musk. He's the greatest. Can I be Michael Jordan? No. Michael Jordan's hands would go around a ball. Michael Jordan jumped 49 inches, 48 inches. Michael Jordan was 6'7". With an older brother named Adrian, I believe, who bullied him playing basketball and was better than him, so it kind of pushed him, and his dad took a liking on his older brother. So Mike's like, you know what, Dad? You believe in him more than me? Watch what I'm going to do to you. And boom, he had a chip on his shoulder. You can't be Mike, because Mike's got some God-given abilities. So you can't be the greatest. Acting, Johnny Depp. Can you become Johnny Depp? No way in the world. There's only one Johnny Depp. Give me a role Johnny's played. Alice in Wonderland, chocolate. You know, chocolate thing, then Willy Wonka, Scissorhands, which is insane, 21 Jump Street, which he was a regular kid, Jack Sparrow. Do you realize like the complicated roles this guy plays? Someone says, I want to be like Johnny Depp. Let me simplify it for you. No. Very simple. There's only one of them in 7 billion people around the world. Very difficult to become a Johnny Depp. But here's the good news. Can you become a pro? Yes. Just not the greatest. You can build a business and make millions of dollars. I'm telling you. You can make a business, make millions of dollars. You can go play the game of basketball and be 5'3", 160 pounds, and be Muggsy Bogues playing basketball one day in the NBA. You can go play the game of football and be work done, 5'7", what, how, 5'8", 170? Yeah. What is he, 5'8", 170, running back. This guy would get popped. He played for, I don't know, 10 years? He had a pretty good career. He's never gonna be the greatest, but he was a pro. You can go become an actor and be in movies. Are you ever going to be a debt? No, but you can be a pro and enjoy it. You can become an entrepreneur, make $500,000 a year, $1 million a year, $10 million a year. You just may not be the greatest, and who cares? You didn't choose. You wanted to become. Purpose was a different purpose on why you chose to become an entrepreneur. Last one is this. Last one is fun. Can I play basketball? Yes. Am I any good at it? No. Can I learn to have some fun with basketball? Yes. Can I be a decent actor and do videos on YouTube and put it up there and get a few laughs? Yes, of course. Can I go out there and, you know, start a business and for fun just say, hey, I like making these little sandwiches because I like the way I'm, you know, everyone likes it when I do my barbecue. I'm gonna for fun start doing these barbecues on weekends and see what's gonna happen and start passing out flyers. Hey, everybody, you guys, when I used to make barbecue, everybody would show up. So imagine if I say, hey, 200 flyers, pass them out. This Sunday I'm doing barbecue from 1 to 5 for fun. Let's do this. Chicken, $5 a pop. Let's pass it out. 50 people show up in the community. I sell 50 chickens for $5, $2.50. Cost me $30 to make it. It cost me $30 to make it. So that's for fun. You can do that as well. So the next time someone tells you, are entrepreneurs born or made? And if they go either way, now you have an argument on what to do with it. You got to redefine it. Ask them the question, what does it mean to become an entrepreneur? Definition. Number two, you got to ask them, why they believe the way they do and why they believe the way they do, the born or the built. Number three, why do people become entrepreneurs? Number four, what levels there is? There's the greatest? You're right. No, you can't become one. You can become a pro and anybody can have fun. Become an entrepreneur, making $2,000-$3,000 a month, part-time, doing an online thing on eBay. That still is considered an entrepreneur. So with that being said, whether you agree, disagree, it doesn't matter. Comment on the bottom with your thoughts. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick BitDavid. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.